This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Beautiful voice, but there's somebody who has a more beautiful voice. Allah is like al-khair. Matla? It's live now.
Is it live now?
Yeah, sir.
155.
Yeah, it's like. Okay. Yeah, it's like. إن الصفا والمروة. قبل الصفا ها قبل الصفا. ولنبلونكم. شفتها؟ ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. والعياذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم.
ما شاء الله، جزاك الله خير. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بارك الله فيكم dear brothers and sisters. جزاكم الله خير. I ask Allah عز وجل to bless you and bless this gathering. ما في شيء أحلى وأعظم من كلام الله. There's nothing better than the words of Allah, and the words of Allah is the Quran. And here we are in this مجلس تعليم القرآن أو تفسير القرآن. إحنا نعم تعليم وتفسير القرآن. Talking about the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most honorable ilm is ilm of the Quran. Why? Because هذا كلام الله. We stand and we pray and we recite without understanding what Allah says. When you give me that letter for me, so I can understand the message. So a lot of us are reading or listening to the Quran, but we don't understand the كلام الله. Quran كلام الله, and the Quran is basically do, don't. Halal, haram, stories, lessons from previous nations, future. This is what the Quran is all about. And then Surah Al-Baqarah, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, and I promise inshallah ta'ala we will not make it too long for you. Inshallah ta'ala, just short and sweet, bi-idhnillah. Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest surah in the Quran, surah azima. It has, in fact, the longest ayah in the Quran, also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Dayn, Ayat Al-Dayn. The ayah that talks about debts, Al-Dayn, we have in Arabic, we have Al-Din and Al-Dayn. Al-Din is religion. Al-Dayn is debts. When I, owe me something, I owe something, Al-Dayn, So it has the longest ayah, which is towards the end. It's called Ayat al-Dayn. It's also in Surah Al-Baqarah. So we reach the ayah that talks about the how Allah will afflict upon us. لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. And it, we talked about ibtila and what is ibtila and the meaning of ibtila from bala. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. With a touch of fear, with a touch of hunger, loss of property, loss of lives. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give glad tidings to the sabirin. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is where we left off last week. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا رَاجِعُونَ. كلمة عظيمة. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. To Allah we belong. This is the response to those who go through hardships. What do they say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. كَقَوْلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَوْ كَقَوْلِ يَعْقُوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Yaqub, when he lost his son, Yusuf, and then his other son, right? And the third one who stayed back in Egypt and did not want to come back to Palestine. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is لِسَانُ الْحَالِ إِنَّ لِلَّهُ وَإِنِّي رَجِعُ. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا. This is what he says, you know, that if I were to complain, I complain of my anguish and I complain of my sorrow to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inni raji'un. Inna ma ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. Ayyub also said it, but in a different way. When Ayyub alayhi salam, Rabbi massani al-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wa Allah, I've been inflicted with evil, with dur, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Inna lillahi wa inni raji'un. You know, this is a very, very great, you know, dua to say or to repeat at times of calamity and hardships. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Lillahi ma akhadh wa lahu ma ata. Allah Azza wa Jal is the supreme inheritor. Allah Azza wa Jal is a supreme inheritor. Al-Warith, Allah Izzak al-Khair. Al-Warith, Khayr al-Warithin. Al-Warith, he's the one who inherits everything, you know, eventually. So this is when we say, لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَدْ وَلَهُ مَا عَطَى. Allah is the one who gives, and Allah is the one who takes. He gives and he takes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَلِمَةٌ قَوِيَّةٌ وَعَظِيمَةٌ كَمَا قُلْنَّا وَالْفَضَاءِ الْمُتَرَتِّبَ عَلَيْهَا. إيش الفضاء المتلتب عليها؟ When they said, إِنَّ لِلَّهُ نِرَجِعُونَ, then associated with it comes a lot of goods. What are the goods? أُولَيْكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. أُولَيْكَ عَلَيْهِمْ, those upon them, salawat. In Arabic, there is salah, which is the one that we perform. And also there is another meaning of salah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةٌ تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. O Muhammad, take from them, from this, you know, from the people, from your companion, صَدَقَةٌ تُطَهِّرُهُمْ, صَدَقَة, a charity. Why? To purify them, تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا, to raise their ranks in Jannah. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. صَلِّ إيش؟ يعني make salah upon them. No, صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ means make dua for them. Is another meaning of salah, is dua. So here when Allah says, أُولَيْكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and also the plural of salah is salawat, not salah, salatun or salawat. But here the meaning is different. It's not like the meaning Allah is praying astaghfirullah on us. La, salawatun min rabbihim. And Allah did not only just mention salah. In English he just says blessings. Khalas, as simple, blessings. Wa rahmah. طيب, salah is rahmah. يعني dua, salah from the people is dua. From the angels, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. So there is salah coming from the Prophet to us and from the angels to us. It's what? It's dua to us. Dua, the angels are making dua for us. This is what it means, salah. Right? So here, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أولئك عليهم صلوات, salawat from Allah means rahmah from Allah. But here, there's something different here because Allah says salawat and rahmah. But you already mentioned salah. Why are you mentioning it again? I will answer the question, inshallah ta'ala. فَلِمَنْ قَالَ إِنَّ لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To those who say إِنَّ لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Whenever they have been afflicted with musibah. And you know what musibah is? A trial, is a hardship, is a calamity. And a calamity is not only when somebody dies. A lot of people, when they talk about musibah, like, oh, somebody dies is musibah. No, definitely. But musibah to salah. Is the one who does not pray, isn't that a musibah? He doesn't pray, isn't that a musibah? If your son does not pray, isn't that a musibah? Your spouse does not pray, isn't that a musibah? The one who does not fast, isn't that a musibah? Al-musibah fi al-din akhtar wa a'adam. Didn't the Prophet used to make this dua? Allahumma la ta'al musibatana fi deenina. Wa Allah, don't make our musibah in our deen. Because the musibah in the deen is the greatest musibah. Allah takes an eye, you have another one. to see with. Allah takes both, alhamdulillah, there is nothing, I don't want to see anything any more haram. Khalas, they are in Jannah waiting for me. Allah takes one hand, He gives you another. Allah takes one son, He gives another. Allah, and so on and so forth. You know, but al-musiba fi al-deen. You know, you're the Muslim, may Allah forbid it, then tomorrow you become kafir. That's the worst musiba. He prays today and tomorrow he quits praying. That's the worst musiba. Al-musiba fi al-deen. And also, there's one nuqta I'd like to point to. Nuqta muhimma jiddan. أَنَّ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٍ الَّذِينَ إِذَا قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَهُ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ So everything that happens to you and I, to any human being, there is khair in it. Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ in Surah Al-Imran. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ الملك تؤتي الملك. You give sovereignty to whomever you wish. Isn't that khair? Allah gives dominion and sovereignty, mulk, to whoever He wishes. So that's khair. And He removes it from whoever He wishes. There's also khair in it. تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير بيدك الخير. You give honor to whomever you wish. And you disgrace whomever you wish. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ The khair is in your hand, subhanak. The khair is in your hand. So whatever happens to you and I, or to any of your friends, or to anybody, be it the Muslims in Gaza, or the Muslims in Lebanon, or in Afghanistan, or in Kashmir, or in Al-Yemen, or in Al-Sudan, wish khair. And inshaAllah khair. يعني it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كله khair. ولكن الشر كمان بيده الله سبحانه وتعالى الخير بيد الله and الشر الشر means evil the opposite of خير is also under the hands of Allah ولكن للأدب مع الله للأدب مع الله سبحانه وتعالى لا ننسب له إلا الخير because with the etiquettes أدب with Allah عز وجل so we only attribute to him only that which is good الخير is from Allah And evil is from him too, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with adab of Allah, we only attribute that which is good to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people say, Ash-shar min shaytan, Allah azza wa jal. From Allah azza wa jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And this, those who say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ, as if this musibah is to them and to whatever happens unto all the entire nation, all over the world. يعني the Muslims who are going through musibah, they are in Palestine, let's say, in Palestine. You and I are here in Canada. And then when we hear somebody from Palestine got killed, what do we say? إِنَّ لِلَّهُ رَاجِعُونَ As if the musibah happened to us. The musibah that happens in Sham. It's not to me, but it happened there in Sham or in Lebanon. You and I were here. So what do we say? We say, إِنَّ لِي as if it happened to us. This is the beauty. When the Prophet says, when just like a body, when one organ goes through pain, the entire body feels the pain. This is how we deal with musibah. It doesn't have to happen to me for me to say, إِنَّ لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ It could happen to any Muslim anywhere in the world, and you and I will say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," as if the musibah happened to us. This is the meaning of, you know, the beauty of the meaning of this ayah. Ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muflihun. Look, as I said, as if the musibah is two musibah. The musibah of losing someone, and the musibah of the family. The one who died, khalas, it's musibah, he's already dead, miskeen. So he says, inna lillah, he goes to Allah. And who goes, wa inna ilay raji'un? You and I, inna lillah, inna wa inna ilay raji'un. To him we shall come back, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the Prophet Muhammad, whenever, إِذَا مَرَّ مِنْ قَبْرٍ مَاذَا كَانَ دُعَاؤُهُ إِذَا مَرَّ مِنْ قَبْرٍ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْتُمُ السَّابِقُونَ نَحْنُ اللَّاحِقُونَ حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ لَنَا بِكُمْ وَلَنَا وَلَكُمْ الْعَافِيَةُ He used to say, As-salamu alaykum, dara aqal qawmin mu'mineen, to the people, the believers from the grave, he will make salam to them. you are the sabiqun, you went in first, and we shall join you. We shall be coming and joining. Na'am, we shall be coming. Yani. نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. أولئك أولئك أيها العرب, هل أولئك إشارة للقريب أم من البعيد؟ أولئك it's a sign, it's like يعني you point towards something near or something far. Allah Azza wa Jalla says those who are afflicted by the مصيبة they say إِنَّ لِلَهُ نِرَجْعُونَ, and then Allah says أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ يعني is أُولَٰئِكَ points to something far or something near? When you say أُولَٰئِكَ is something far. أُولَٰئِكَ للبعيد ما هو للقريب, للقريب هؤلاء هؤلاء أنتم أنتم هؤلاء بس أولئك هذاك اللي واقف هناك اللي برا أولئك اللي بعيد أولئك. الله عز وجل is mentioning أولئك for these people. Why? هناك هنا لأهل الصبر. ليش أولئك؟ بعد في المنزلة, منزلتهم عالية أهل الصبر. Is that the people who are going through this calamity and then they show impatience? Why أولئك? This is why, because of their higher rank, high, far rank in the Day of Judgment. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ صَلَوَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. كم من صلاة؟ صلوات. How many صلاة؟ We don't know. It's infinite. صلواتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ from their Lord. How many? One, two, how many? صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. You can't count. Those patients, they will have salawat min Rabbihim, endless salawat from their Lord. And when we talk about salawat here, we talk about blessings from their Lord. You cannot enumerate it. It's something that is unlimited. Salawat min Rabbihim. Wa rahmah. Wa qulna salah hiya rahmah. We just said that salah is rahmah. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is making a distinction between these two here. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla, He did not use salawatun min Rabbihim. He didn't say salawatun min Allahi wa rahmah. Remember the difference between Ar-Rabb and Allah? Ism Allah al-Jalala. This is why the du'as in the Quran, this is why the du'a, most of the du'a in the Quran, Rabbana, Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasan fi al-akhirati hasan wa qina adab al-nar. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadin yunadi bil iman, amin, Rabbana, Rabbana. So this Rabbana is, this is why the Prophet Muhammad in his du'a, he used to combine with Allahumma Rabbana. Allah, ism al-Jalala, with Rabb, the Master, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah Azza wa Jalla says here, أُولَيْكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Closer. Allah is, but Rabb is closer. وَرَحْمَةٌ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عَبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَغَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. عَبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. So there's a distinction between Rabb and Allah, and Al-Ilah, and Al-Wahid, and Al-Ahad. You may look at it and you say, it's all the same. They're not the same. Al-Rabb is Al-Rabb. In Arabic we say Rabbul Al-Bayt, the master of the house. Al-Rabb, Rabbul Al-Bayt. But this dua has Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya and Tawheed Rububiyya, both. The oneness of the Rububiyya, Rabb. Rabb is the master, is the creator. Al-Ilah is different. Quraysh, what did they have? They had Rabb, they had Tawheed Rububiyya, but they didn't have Tawheed Uluhiyya. What's the difference between Rububiyya and Uluhiyya? Uluhiyya is that your worship is only to Allah, nothing else. When you worship, you only worship Allah. But Rububiyya, Rabb, is different. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَقُولُونَ Allah. If you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, Allah. They believe that Allah is the creator. But whenever they need to ask something, they would not ask Him directly. They will ask the gods. They will ask the idols. So there's a difference between, of course, Al-Rabb and Al-Ilah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, for closeness, أُولَيْكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ الصَّلَاةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَمِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ دُعَاءٌ. A salat from Allah to us is rahmah, is blessings. And from the angels is is dua from the angels, rahmah from Allah, and dua from the people. Subhanahu. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusallun ala nabi. I just mentioned this ayah. Inna Allah wa malaikatu, Allah and His angels, they make salah upon the Prophet. What does that mean? Salah upon the Prophet, yani rahmah towards the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. وكأن الله سبحانه يقول أولئك عليهم صلوات أو رحمات من ربهم ورحمة أولئك عليهم رحمات ورحمة. As if Allah is saying those upon them too many رحمات and رحمات. But what's the difference here? رحمة متعددة في الدنيا ورحمة خاصة في الآخرة. الله أكبر. رحمات متعددة صلوات lots of رحمة in this dunya. Then the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says that Allah عز وجل has 100 رحمة. 99 are being stored and saved in the Day of Judgment, and only one rahmah of Allah has been used here amongst all mankind and all animals and all beings. Imagine Allah created one rahmah. This is why His name is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, by the way. He created one rahmah. Allah Azza wa Jalla khalaqa mi'at rahmah. We using only one rahmah amongst you. Rahmah that you used with Adam and with Yusuf, and rahmah that you use for your son, and rahmah that I use my son, and that brother who is dead, rahmah that you use with your son, is only one rahmah. The rahmah that a mother uses with her baby, the rahmah that you use with your parents, and the parents used to work. This, all of us are surviving, even the animals. A dog with a puppy, a cat with a kitten, they're only using only one rahmah of Allah, and 99 rahmah to be stored, to be used in the Day of Judgment. Yalla, udkhul al-jannah, udkhul al-jannah. Rahman, ghafoor, maghfoor, 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 maghfoor. Rahman of Allah Azza wa Jal. He loves to be merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, why again salawat, rahmat? As if Allah is telling you and I, too many rahmat here, and one major rahmah in the Day of Judgment, to forgive you and make you admitted to Jannah. Ulaika alayhim salawat min rabbihim wa rahmah. As if Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He says, "Man kana aduwa lillahi wa malaikatihi," also in Surah Al-Baqarah, "Man kana aduwa lillahi wa malaikatihi wa Jibreel wa Mikael." We just mentioned the malaika. Why did you mention Jibreel and Mikael, you know, distinctly, like, you know, other than al malaika? Why do we do this in Arabic? A tafdeel, a more emphasis. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Man kana, whoever is an enemy of Allah and His angels and Jibreel and Mikael." Isn't Jibreel before you go to sleep, huh? Is Jibreel and Mikael, they are angels? They are, huh? I'm just asking, are they angels? Well, yes or yes? Okay, so Allah says, those who are enemy of Allah and the angels and Jibreel and Mikael. You just said angels, ya Allah. Why do you have to repeat it again? You just said it. Tafdeel. And oh yeah, there's a more importance here about these two particular angels, right? There's a distinction here, distinction for these two particular angels. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And indeed those, not only they will get the rahmah from Allah, rahmah from the angels, you know, the blessings and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And those, they will be truly guided, hidayah. And what's the best ni'mah, brothers? Okay, tell me. What is the greatest ni'mah that Allah bless a person with? A person with? Hidayah. Islam, but hidayah to Islam. You prayed Isha with us and you chose to stay. And I always say this, giving the benefit of the doubt to those who didn't stay. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected you meticulously to stay for these few minutes. To gain the ajr, to gain the rahmah of the angels who are here. Rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla who's standing it down, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, when he says, مَجْتَمْعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتَدَرَّسُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ يَتُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَتَدَرَّسُونَهُ إِلَّا وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَغَشَتْهُمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهِ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ. So Allah Azza wa Jal meticulously selected to be here so that she can receive these overwhelming rahmah that descend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sakina and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best, so Allah guided you to be here. And remember about the guidance. There's a guidance which you can give, and there's a guidance which you cannot give. Even Prophet Muhammad, could Prophet Muhammad guide his uncle, Abu Talib? إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot give guidance to whomever you wish, but Allah is the one who guides whomever who wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's another ayah that says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You surely can guide people to the straight path. What's the difference? You can guide me to tell me the straight path. You can show it to me. You can show me directions. Like the brother who went to the Indian, I think, or Pakistani, who got lost in Mina. He got lost in Mina and he did not know there was too many towns, there were too many people. He has his ID with his address on his ID. He found a policeman, you know, an officer. He says, officer, ya shorti, ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. اهدني الصراط يعني show me the address, show me, guide me to my home, guide me to my tent. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Although the صراط is only يعني صراط. So you cannot give hidayah, yet you can give hidayah. You can show the directions. You can tell people that what you're doing is haram. What's halal? This is halal. Coming to the masjid is good. Staying in this type of gatherings is good. Staying away from that is bad. Staying away from that is, now these are the things that you can guide people towards. But the hidayah to Jannah, the hidayah to Islam, the only who can give is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يَهْدِي اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. So here, in few more minutes, why this ayah, and after this ayah Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِلِ اللَّهِ. Right after talking about ibtila, and right after talking about what would people who persevere and endure through these types of hardship, what would they get? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِلِ اللَّهِ. الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ. The Prophet Muhammad, whenever he used to finish his tawaf, you know, when he's doing umrah, right? Or hajj. You finish your tawaf, the sunnah is you go to zamzam, you drink zamzam, or before drinking zamzam, you pray to rak'ah, as sunnah. If you don't pray this to rak'ah, by the way, just so you know, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going in December, huh? December, this coming December, I'm going for umrah, inshallah ta'ala. As it is, every December, we go for umrah, inshallah ta'ala. So if you want to go, let me know, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? It's Christmas Umrah, right? It's a New Year's Umrah. It's the busiest Umrah in the whole year, right? It's like Hajj. It's really busy. When you do Umrah, when you do Tawaf, right? After Tawaf, there's a Sunnah that the Prophet would pray to Rak'ah behind the station of Ibrahim, if you can. Some people say, I did not pray to Rak'ah, my Umrah is spoiled, this Quran. It's not accepted. No, this is just a Sunnah. It's good to do it. If you don't do it, it's okay. But then, what happened? When you go towards As-Safa, the Mount of As-Safa, the Prophet recited this ayah. إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاِعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Why? After that, Allah talks about this. This masa'ib that we talked about, the musibat of al-jur, the musibah of al-khawf, the musibah of hunger, the musibah of famine, of fear, the musibah of loss of lives, the musibah of loss of crops or properties. This lady, Hajar, had to go through all this by herself. And we will go through it one by one. This musibah that we talked about, she went through them all by herself. هاجر ابتليت بنقص من الأموال وحدها ما عندها مال. الأنفس إبراهيم تركها وراح. إبراهيم he left in the midst of nowhere. الخوف fear by herself with her baby. Where? In the middle of the desert. Even you by yourself, even يا معلم, even you, mashallah, with all your muscles and everything, you lost by yourself in the desert. Wouldn't you be afraid? Wouldn't you be terrified? Wouldn't you be scared? Let alone a woman by herself, or baby crying, and there are bandits at the time, everywhere. She's miskina, of course. Shay'in min al-khawf. Of course she's scared and terrified. Jour. Jour means hunger. Wasn't she hungry? Why Ismail was crying? Why do baby cry? Babies, what do they cry?
I think because of...
Why baby cry? Oh, because they need milk. That means they're hungry. Sah. Because they need milk. Or you want to change their diaper also. Check their diaper, huh? Just let your mom, you know. Tell mom, I know now. I know when I used to cry when I was a baby. You used to feed me, but I wanted to change my diaper. But it is the food. Normally they're hungry. Or maybe they're sick, they have a stomach ache or something. They go to some place, they cry. So here, Ismail alayhi salam, in the desert, he's crying. And came, and then she was saying, zim, 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 zim. In one narration, zim, 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 yani, be quiet. In another narration, zim, 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 yani, when the Jibril came and hit the ground with his wing, sprang out zim, zim, and then she went, collecting the, she did not want to let the water to spread all over the Arab Peninsula. Muhammad says, Rahimallahu Ismail, may Allah have mercy on the mother of Ismail. Had she let the water flow, the zim, zim would have flown everywhere in Jazirat al-Arab. يعني in Lebanon you will be drinking Zamzam. In Syria you will be drinking Zamzam. In Palestine you will be drinking Zamzam. In Al-Urdun you will be drinking Zamzam. But Ummuna Hajar, she collected the water. No, she didn't want the water to flow everywhere. She collected Zamzam, Zam. No, don't go Zamzam. Hina Zamzam, Zamzam. She went through all this masaib. فنزل جبريل عليه السلام. وتفجر العين أو تفجرت وتفجر اللبن في صدرها. So when she drank Zamzam milk, because her breast dried out, she had no more milk to feed her baby, to breastfeed her baby. So when she drank Zamzam, one Sahabi, وكان أحد من الصحابة مكث في مكة في الحرم 40 يوم. أبو ذر الغفاري اللي هو 40 يوم. أبو ذر لما طلع من هنا روي عليه يعني شيء من السمن. He gained weight. He remained in the haram for like 30 days drinking Zamzam only. When he came out, they told him, you gained some weight. Zamzam. Only Zamzam. The water. That food, it's got everything. This is why this water is from Jannah. When these Germans, they came to do their research of the source of Zamzam, they couldn't find no source. So this man, this Japanese guy, he wrote a book, Ma Yatakallam. He wrote the book, Talking Water. He did his research, he's a scientist, the German scientist, brought some water, and then some other water, and then he did some research. He says, this water right here, he says, there's something in it, it moves, it talks, as if the water talks. There's a book. So when they got to Zamzam, she drank Zamzam, and then her breast, subhanAllah, I wouldn't say manufactured. now she got, she got milk, and then she breastfed her baby Ismail alayhi salam. Then Allah says, Inna as-safa wal-marwata min sha'a'ilillah. What was Hajar doing when Ibrahim left her? She was going between. She may have said, Ibrahim, you're my husband. And you are a prophet, okay? And I'm sure you made dua for me, and Allah Azza wa Jalla told you to leave us here, so I'm going to sit here and wait for a miracle to happen. She didn't say that. And she didn't do that, did she? No. What did she do? She said, walking between As-Safa and Marwah, walking between the two mounts. What we call today As-Sa'i. As-Sa'i. And this is a message of a rizq. You have to work on it. You have to strive towards it. Rizq, sustenance. Sustenance doesn't come to you. You have to work for it. In Surah Al-Mulk, what does Allah Azza wa Jalla says? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَتَلْآيَمْ بَعْدِينَ تبارك الذي بيده الملك وعلى كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم حسن ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو الغزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر ترى من فضل ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خازما وحسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وعددنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما سألهم خلاصاً ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع ونعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنب فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي هذه هي هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. That's the eye I was looking for. فامشوا في مناكبها. Walk on earth. Keep working. وكلوا من رزقه. And eat from the assistance of Allah. Allah didn't say sit and wait for the assistance to come to you. لا. فسعوا في مناكبها. اسع. اسع في الأرض. So here, اسعوا, اسعوا. What did she do between الصفا والمروة? السعي. Between الصفا والمروة. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. So those of you who are going through any musibah, it could be you and I, we're going through some sort of hardship. Whatever the hardship is, تذكر أمك هاجر. Remember هاجر عليه السلام and what she had to go through. أولئك كان جزاؤها, what's her reward from Allah عز وجل? صلوات من ربها ورحمة. We go back to صلوات من ربها ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. So this is why, and I will add inshallah, when we make the tahiyyatu lillah at the end, as-salawat ibrahimiyya or the durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim. Ali Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim. Yaqub, Ishaq, his wife, Yusuf, Ismail. From the fruit of the sabr of Hajar alayha salam. Naam, naam, naam. In the Safa and Marwa min sha'airillah. Indeed, the hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa and among the symbols or the rituals of Allah. So whoever makes Hajj or Umrah, let them walk between them. اختلف العلماء. 1 minute. 30 seconds. The ulama, they اختلفوا في السبب نزول هذه الآية على ثلاث أقوال. There is this discrepancy among the scholars with regard to why this ayah was revealed, right? Why this ayah was revealed. There are three opinions. One opinion that says, As-Safa wal-Marwa, there was a couple, a man and a woman, Rajul Isaf, and the Mar'a Naila. Naila is a woman and a man. They entered the Kaaba and they committed haram in it, inside. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them into two idols. So Quraysh, what did they do? They put the man Safa or woman Marwa, Safa or Marwa. In response to what happened to them, as they were still Quraysh, they were not believers. Indication to anyone who tried to commit some sort of wrong inside the haram, as they also believe in the haram, this is what will happen to them. Allah will curse them and turn them into rocks, into stones. So this is the ayah. As-Safa is there was one idol into the Safa. And then there was one idol into Marwa. So the Sahaba, when Islam came, because I didn't give you the explanation. When Islam came, and these Sahaba who were before, they were from Mushrikeen, a lot of them were Mushrikeen. So they, remember we used to make a Safa or Marwa, but because the Mushrikeen also, Quraysh, they used to do Tawaf, they used to do Hajj. They used to do tawaf, and after tawaf, they would go and do safa or marwa. They used to do these rituals, but in a different way. So some of them, there's marwa there. There's now that we're Muslims, then we should not be doing tawaf between sa'i, between safa or marwa, because there are idols there. They said, oh, Rasulullah, we used to do this, but there's one idol here and one idol there. We should not do safa or marwa. Prophet Muhammad, he used to do tawaf. Do you know when he did his hajj? just only a few months before he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sal-ashira, right? And then Umrah. I will tell you how many Umrahs he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first Umrah on the 7th of the Hijrah, when he did his Umrah, he made tawaf. He made tawaf. What was inside the Kaaba at the time? Idols. Idols. They were idols. So the Prophet did tawaf around the Kaaba, but he did not do Hajj. And one of the secrets as maybe why the Prophet did not do Hajj until after Islam spread and he conquered Mecca, because he cleaned the Kaaba from all the asnaf, from all the idols. So he did, but he did Umrah before while there was. And he did the Safa wal Marwa while there was two idols, As-Safa wal Marwa. So this came the ayah that says, إِنَّ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْضَ مِنْ شَعَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتِ وَاعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ. This is one opinion, one يعني statement. There's another two statements. What are they? And what is the meaning of لَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا? And what is the best time to do Umrah? What's the best time to do Umrah, by the way? I know you're going to say Ramadan. Wrong. Hey, what wrong?
Say Christmas.
Christmas? Because we said Ramadan and you said Ramadan because all of you think of the hadith that Rasulullah says, you know, Umrah fi Ramadan ka hajjatan ma'i. You know, the Umrah in Ramadan as if you're doing Hajj with me. So a lot of people say Ramadan. La. The best Umrah of all time. Next time, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about this. Not next week. Next, we will talk about it. Unfortunately, not next Thursday because I will not be here. But the following Thursday, inshallah, we'll be back. So next Thursday, there will be no lecture. But the following Thursday, inshallah, we'll talk about